this kind of lesson, 06, this lesson remind me of parents. Good parents, David. Teaching their kids the 18 years, doing all they can with what they know to teach them and prepare them for the future. Am I right or wrong? And I want y'all to listen because this is what it's getting to me. And it's telling them all the details and all the stuff that they're going to encounter when they go to New York or Dallas or wherever they go when we are not around. They are preparing them for the future. That's what Paul was with the church at Thessalonians. He was he established his church, and he was letting them know that they are going to meet with a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of things that they're going to counter against them by being out there. But he's telling them to hold on to what I taught you. Ain't that what we tell our kids? Huh? Ain't that what we tell our kids when we leave? We say, baby, I done showed you everything we did. You know how, according to what we teach, we want you to go and try to be a successful young man or young woman. But then I'm going to tell you also, it ain't going to be easy out there. Am I right or wrong? And do you not know? I want to emphasize this real, real strong. When we evangelize, when we go out and tell folks to come on over here with us, let them know that being saved is not easy. It ain't no easy road by being saved. Just because you're saved, everything ain't gonna go just right. It's gonna be some opposition. Am I right or wrong? And then let them know also that salvation have already been prepared for everybody. David, but the only catch with that, it's prepared for everybody through his death and everything, but it's on acceptance only. Am I right or wrong? In other words, we got to accept it. Ain't nobody gonna force it onto you, but you got to accept it. That's what Paul was telling them. We thank God for you, the people that are saved. That means, hey, David, you know what though? That's how me and you got tight. You didn't know it. I ain't know you. I don't even know what you look like. But when I came over here and David saw I was the same person, and then he got in the fold, we can become brothers. You didn't know that, David. That means I pick on you so much and I love you because you're my brother. I'm right or wrong, you're my sister. And we ought to thank God and congratulate the same person because that's a privilege. Paul is telling them people that y'all are doing good. But have you, hey, I want to show you how a good teacher, because I don't want to get too far. Hi, good teacher supposed to act. A good teacher supposed to get the point over to the student. He or she supposed to exalt. Am I right or wrong? A chastise. Am I right or wrong when necessary? But along with all of that, hey David, you know what he ought to do? After all of that, what he's done to the student and everything, he ought to say, well, I'm proud of you. Man. I in the study, that's smart. Am I right or wrong? I didn't beat you up. It appears I didn't beat you up. I didn't got on you about what you need to do and what you not do, but I still thought, I ought to tell you, I love you, David. That's what Paul did to these Thessalonians. Ain't that right? Am I right or wrong? Amen. He steady encouraging me, and that's what he's doing now. He encouraging us, and also, we are getting encouraged daily with our pastor preaching in the word of God, letting us know that it's not, the road of a Christian is not easy. But don't give up. Don't give up. That's what it's saying. We thank the Lord for those God saved each believer who is added to God's kingdom through faith in Christ is another brother and sister to enjoy. Another brother and sister to enjoy. Solomon wrote that we should not despair the Lord's chastising. The correction of the Lord is always to our benefit and thus is a reflection of his love. Hey, David. When your mom and daddy chastise you, they might hit you upside the head. They may take the belt off. They may take some of your privileges away from you. Am I right or wrong? However they decide to chastise you. But if they do decide to chastise, which they should, they ain't doing nothing but telling you I love you. Am I right or wrong? I never will forget my mother, how she chastised me. Never will forget it. I'm an old man. She must have did pretty good. When she chastised me, she hit me off outside of here. Literally, on my face, all that there. I mean, however she felt like with a shoe or whatever like that. And then she consistently beat me. I'm telling you, she beat me until she figured she got the point over. But in her beating, you know what old six she would do? She said, I'm doing this because I love you. Anybody ever told you that? And you know what I told her? Because I was always smart at it. Don't love me too much. Just cut it loose a little bit because, you're tearing me up. I'm right. Well, Paul is doing that to these people right now. He's chastising these people because he see the need of them. He heard about it. He know what they're going to encounter. A good parent know what their child going to go through. You been through it your own self. Am I right or wrong? So when you call your daughter up, when you call your son up, you say, son, I know what's going on with you. But I want you to remember what we taught you back at home. Am I right or wrong? I want you to remember how we know this thing gonna go because we want you to be successful. And David, I don't care what nobody said. That's all Paul is telling us in this lesson. He's saying, as a Christian, they didn't have no Bibles during them times. All they dealt with was letters and communication, like the scrolls and scrolls or whatever. My lips are big and I mess up on words, but. All they had at that time was communication. So they had to believe in this man giving them the right information. And Paul was the one, because you know Paul sold his whole life out trying to help folk. He wasn't about himself. But he told them, brother, he said, man, let me tell you something. I see that y'all are growing. I want to let you know, keep on keeping on. And then not only are you growing, if you grow, you can spread the word. This thing ought to be like lightning. I mean, it ought to be to the point where it just don't stay right here in our Christian walk. We ought to want to be somewhere else. Our work and our lives ought to help to spread this word because that's what God expects of us. Am I right or wrong? All right. The same should be true of a parent correction of their child. A loving parent discipline their children, like I say, for their benefit. I'm right or wrong? Yet even loving discipline can be misunderstood if the discipline seems more for the parent's benefit than the child, and this can give rising bitterness and despair. Sometimes, David, you know what though? Sometimes the parent is trying to make the kid like they probably didn't do. Can you understand what I'm saying? And they putting so much on that kid because they want to see that it didn't happen in their life, so they want to see it in the kid's life. Are y'all seeing what I mean? Sometimes discipline, it's probably overboard. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? All right. It gives a bitterness and despair. It is so important that words of encouragement follow correction. David, do you understand? I mean, yeah, I'm gonna correct you. I'm telling you you're wrong. I'm telling you you're falling short. I'm telling you that you messed up. But I'm also telling you I love you. Ain't that smart? Ain't that smart, David? That's kind of parent you are, David, ain't you? No, I know you are, because you look how successful your kids is. You must have followed this thing, didn't you? Didn't you leave? Oh, I forgot you. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, Apostle Paul spent most of the Second Thessalonians correcting the reader and concerning doctrine and practice matters. In the midst of the correction, however, he widely took time to encourage. Hey, people need encouragement. And you know what, though? We ought to encourage each other. I'm talking about us in the end. A brother or sister is going through some emotional problems or some bumps in the road in their Christianity. Instead of talking about them, instead of letting everybody know what they are going through at that time, we ought to call them up and say, hey, old six, you know what, though? I just want to say, you want to have a cup of coffee? And you know what, though? We're just talking, not trying to get in nobody's business, but just letting them know, I'm just there. Oh, hey, David, it's good to know, like you say, that I'm there for my brother, for my sister. Folk need encouragement, and you do too. Don't think you so bad and got it all going on. Yeah. Sometimes it's good to encourage yourself. I do that too. And now, since I lost some weight, I get in the mouth and say, man, you fine. I said, I ain't know that, but now look at you now. All right, David. Oh, no, I ain't going to mess with you today because you don't feel good about reading today. But I let somebody else. You don't want to.
I can read it.
All right, then, David, I just like your reading, David. Will you read for me? Read this. Now, see, you heard what he said. I can read anytime I want. Why like that? All right. Come on, that Second Thessalonians, the second chapter, the 13 through 17. Please, David.
13 through 17, Second Thessalonica. But we are bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification.
Hey, did y'all not know that? God prepared salvation for us before we was even born, though, David, huh? And he was thanking the people for their salvation. He was thanking them for becoming brothers. Well, all Paul was doing in those verses, Paul thanked God for the church at Thessalonians and its faithfulness believers. He reminded them that it is God who initiated their salvation. However, they had to accept the very precious gift. Salvation is already here. It's free, but you got to accept it. That just said, God don't put that on you. He prepared it for you. That's a precious gift, but he don't make you take it. It just that simple. You know, I can fry some chicken real good, but if you don't want to eat it, I mean, I ain't gonna make you take it. I eat it all myself. Am I right or wrong? There are some of the very first to do this among the early Christians, those Thessalonians. Two things had to take place for salvation to materialize. Two things. First, they needed the work of the Holy Spirit within them. That's first. Second, they had to believe the truth that they had to be taught. They had to be taught by the truth. All right. The salvation is initiated by the Holy Spirit, who leads us to exercise faith. It leads us to exercise faith. Paul reminded the Thessalonians that he and his company, Silas and Timothy, had shared the gospel with the faithful there, but it was there. It was they who resolved to accept it. They shared it. They told them though, David, but it was up to them to accept it. Hey, David, even in school, I don't care what you say. I mean, people can give you information. People can tell you the direction to go, but it's up to you to say, for you to take that information. I'm right or wrong? All right, the results was they could now share in the glory of Lord Jesus as part of his church. What a blessing. What a blessing when we know the direction to go. What is a blessing when we stand firm on what we believe and then we can share. The one thing I do know though, if you know something, you are able to share it real good. And then it's up to another to accept that information that you share. Everybody ain't gonna do that. Hey brother, everything, if you tell them God is good, they're gonna say, well, I mean everybody, but what is it? It's up to us to share. That's our job. Not to sit here and let me spit, but it's up to us to go and get what we can get and go out to this world and tell it. I'm right or wrong? In Paul's delay, there was many voices crying out to be heard. It was hard to tell the truth for errors. Paul encouraged the believers in Thessalonica to hold firm to the truth that they were taught in person and through letters. See, like I said, with no Bibles during that time. But now, look at us. I think we got more of an advantage, David, because what God wants us, expecting us to do, we can read it for ourselves.